our series on rest by digging into a type of rest we all need, sensory rest. We're overwhelmed by constant stimulation, and even in our extra moments, we're choosing noise. We talk about our relationship with silence, share some tangible fixes, and get honest about how sensory overload sends us over the top. It's time to embrace quiet and get the sensory rest we need. Thanks for being here. Hi, I'm Becky, the host of the Girl on a Hill podcast, where we encourage you to stop hiding, start shining, and to be the woman you were created to be. You can download Girl on a Hill podcast on your favorite podcast app, such as Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify. Thanks for listening. And now let's head to the hill.
Hey, welcome to Girl on the Hill. I've got exciting news.
Yay!
I have Crystal.
Yes.
I also have Jolene.
I live.
Welcome back. We knew you live.
Well, I mean, they didn't.
No, we talk about you. They know.
Well, I mean, I haven't listened in order because, well, apparently I'm doing that chaos.
Life happens and you've got a lot on your plate.
I like to listen in order because, you know.
We're so happy to have you today.
Yes.
You're glowing.
And we have a beautiful baby in the room with us, too.
I wish you guys could see how cute he is.
I was going to take the mic and point at the baby like that's going to help. Look.
Yeah.
He is a doll.
Yes.
Like,
he's happy.
I felt my heart grow last week holding him. Like,
he's a good baby.
Yeah.
So, if you hear baby sounds, that's what that is.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Only brings joy to our hearts.
Oh my gosh. I'm just really excited to have her here. It's gonna be a good time. So, sensory rest.
Okay.
Now, there's a quiz online that talks about the seven kinds, and you take it to see where you have the biggest deficit. And this one was mine.
Okay.
By far. Which may be why this was my hardest podcast to write of the series. So, but just like with our minds and our bodies, we've talked about, we often place too large a demand on our senses.
Right.
Like, we ask them to deal with a never-ending stream of sensory information. Julie's already making a face.
Right.
Like, and it's all day, every day. It's not just, like, for an hour a day. It's sensory input all day. Mm-hmm. And we're constantly stimulated, and we need to be honest about how that kind of negatively affects us.
Right.
I have many examples.
Oh, I'm sure you do. You know, but our brains need a break. From constant stimulus. So that's what we're about today.
Okay.
Want some definitions?
Yes, always.
All right. First, I'm going to define sensory overload because we have to know what the problem is before we can know what the rest is.
Accurate.
Okay.
Sensory overload happens when your five senses just simply receive more input than your brain can process at a time.
Okay.
We're not magic. We just, we're finite.
Not like that Harry Potter bag where you reach your arm all the way down.
Oh, man. Yeah. Walk into that tent and it's huge.
We can't do everything.
Mm-hmm.
Even we don't think about it. We're like, oh, it's just light. Like, no. Okay. I have some mini definitions for this. That's not a surprise to anyone. Okay.
It's one of my favorite parts.
Okay. Well, that's good. It's not going away. Sandra Dalton Smith defines sensory rest as the opportunity to downgrade the endless onslaught of sensory input received from electronics, fragrances, and background noise.
Interesting.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
We don't think about some of those things.
I don't really think of background noise.
See, and I didn't really think about smell.
I didn't.
Smell, if I don't like it, really.
Oh, yeah, instant headache.
Yeah.
Or that will be the thing that pushes it over.
Yes.
But smell can also be happy, too.
It can.
True.
So...
Shape.com takes this take. Taking a respite from background noise, including negative self-talk and interaction with digital devices.
Right.
That's going to be a big part of today.
Mm-hmm.
Mind Journal says when you limit the attack, let's call it what it is, of sensory information coming from electronic devices, background sounds. GoSkippingStones.com said, sensory rest is also known as giving your nervous system a break.
Mm. Okay. I'm sure mine could use that. All of ours could use that.
Sounds like a massage.
For your brain. LinkedIn.com, last one, says, sensory rest is a state of reduced or minimal sensory stimulation that allows the body to recover from the constant bombardment of sensory information. Mm-hmm. It involves taking a break from sensory input such as noise, mm-hmm. light, and other external stimuli that can be overwhelming and exhausting.
I like the word bombardment in that.
Oh, that's what it feels like.
Yeah. I mean, as we're talking about it, it is like.
Yeah. You're assaulted with mm-hmm. noise and light and smell and mm-hmm. your own chatter and digital. And mm-hmm. how do you handle it? Yeah. Most of us don't.
Well, you're going to let us know.
Cry.
Sometimes.
I mean, yeah.
Sometimes.
That is. You want some signs you need this?
All right. Let's do okay. this.
Here we go. Okay. Where either noise, strong smells, or bright lights negatively affect you. Mm-hmm. And I laughed when I typed that, and Jolene's going to know. I put in parentheses, like, I'm going to punch somebody because it's loud. Where you're in that place.
Yeah.
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 That's,
It happens.
Mm-hmm. It does.
It does happen. Mm-hmm. Where you don't enjoy being touched, mm-hmm. even by the people you love.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We get touched out.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. Please stop touching me. Mommy mm-hmm. needs you to go away.
Where your hair is or touching
you. Or your husband
you
is touching. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Like,
mm-hmm. Husband you haven't seen all day. You're like, no.
Yeah.
No.
Love you.
Mm-mm-mm. Yell at the cat for rubbing on your ankles. Dang cat.
Yeah. It's a thing to be touched out.
Mm-hmm.
This any kind of eye fatigue or vision issues.
Oh. Mm.
Oh. Right. This is an interesting one, too, because we forget taste. Also a sense. Where you're just craving mainly processed, sugary foods.
Mm-hmm.
You snap at the smallest offenses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish you could see Jolene's smirk. One site called this extreme irritability. I don't know anything about that.
No.
None of us do.
I knew this would be good for me.
Always feeling wound up.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Oh, like at bedtime, you're so tired and you're, turn over and you're like, I'm just amped.
About what?
Yeah. Because I read like something about the nervous system when you're always in sensory overload, your body is just always on.
Right.
You always feel on the go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you legitimately feel like you cannot hear yourself think. Mm. That happened to me this week. A deep primal need to be alone.
Mm-hmm. Not just for introverts.
Yeah, not just for introverts. Sometimes it's just like, I need space. Now, people who are going to struggle with this more are introspective, deep thinkers who need the space to feel and think
process.
About.
Right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. If you're a person who just prefers quiet, you know, only child, my house was quiet, my house ain't quiet now.
No.
Right.
No.
So I need this. And people who struggle with anxiety are more prone to sensory overload.
Mm. Makes sense.
And that's to not even touch on if you have a sensory processing disorder.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Which is wide.
Right.
So,
yes, ma'am.
It's this is a real struggle.
Yeah.
For many. And you're not alone. Mm-mm. Now, here are some common triggers. This is from Roomy.com. Loud noises, bright lights, crowds.
Oh, man, yeah.
Yeah, that's a big...
Mm-hmm.
Multiple loud conversations happening around you at once.
Mm. Oh, I thought I was just irritable.
Yeah, no.
I thought I was just irritable.
It's hard because you can't focus because you can hear these people.
Mm-hmm.
It's... Mm-hmm. And excess screen time. Mm. We do not think about all of the sensory information we're taking in.
I definitely would put that high on the sensory overload.
Gosh, but it's what we reach for.
Thinking that's going to be the break. That's going to, it's clearly not the solution, and we know that.
Solution.
But it's just like, I need to shut my brain off for a moment, so I'm going to scroll.
A couple others are, I thought this was interesting, drastic environmental changes. Mm. Like if the weather changes, if the lighting all of a sudden changes.
Mm-hmm.
Unexpected or unwanted physical contact.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know you were going to hug me today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Heavy traffic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Traffic can really do that to me. Any kind of like tactile triggers, tag in your clothes,
the seams on your socks. I got issues with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this one is really interesting to me. Emotionally intense people or groups.
Oh, yeah. Hands down.
I avoid those. Again, I thought that was just an introvert thing, which I mean, there's overlaps.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay, do you want to know why we're so depleted? Mm-hmm. How did we get here?
Sure.
This is my favorite part because this is where this one was hard for me because so much of this is practical.
What is that?
There's pigeons on the back of this.
Oh my goodness.
Her papers with her notes that are all nice and typed up, they got like little penguins on the back.
We ran out of copy paper, so we're using the back of like my old preschool stuff and we did a penguin experiment.
That brings so much joy.
Yay. I'm glad to bring you joy.
I didn't say anything, but I wanted to the first time I saw it. But I'm glad you noticed and said something.
I'm glad you're happy.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. But anyway, like I was saying, this one is hard for me because a lot of the fixes are very tangible, like practical things. And I like hitting people with truth in the face. So I can do this here.
Yeah.
But then you
and
have
that's
to
my favorite.
Apply it to you.
Yes. Here we go. You ready?
Yes.
How did we get here? Because there is no quiet.
Yeah.
It's true.
I put like silence isn't really a thing in the world.
No.
If you like have to think like when was the last time you were in the silence, like not in your bed? Mm-hmm. Like, and even then we have white noise.
It's true. Well, like you guys live
easier.
Way out.
It's easier if people live alone. Yes. So.
But you also have a house full of teens, tweens. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And animals and
yeah.
I mean, like let's just think too. So many people are just plain uncomfortable with silence.
Yeah, I actually use that to my benefit in interviews. Oh. I get a lot of information from that.
They feel it. Yes,
silence does not bother me.
Yeah.
You might not want to interview with me if that does bother you. You'll spill your guts out to me.
It is very true.
Sometimes I'll even count to make sure that I'm not making it too long, and I'm like,
yeah,
I shouldn't have shared
confessions.
That's amazing.
With Crystal. You should cut that out.
No, I'm not going to cut it out. We share who we are on this podcast.
I mean, it's how I got a spouse. He didn't say anything, so I just,
yeah, just talked
for hours.
Hey, he's still here. He's downstairs.
I mean, it works really well one way or the other. Either they leave or they stay forever.
He enjoys it.
They just figure out who you are from the beginning.
There. There.
Yeah. But yeah, but like we totally I wrote. We believe we have to fill all the silence.
Yeah.
Have to. It should have to. In fact, okay, this was crazy pants. A study published in the journal called Science, creative name people, researchers at the University of Virginia found that 25% of women and 67% of men, I'm laughing, preferred to give themselves electric shocks rather this is so funny to me.
Rather than
sit alone and do nothing in a lab room for 15 minutes.
Oh my goodness.
15 minutes.
An electric shock for 15 minutes.
Just
no.
15 minutes of silence.
Be 67% of men
would rather give themselves an electric shock.
2/3 of men? Wow. What? Only 25% of women.
It made me laugh.
That's
I
pretty
don't
funny.
Understand. Is it that bad?
Nope.
It's really not.
No.
Okay.
So we don't like the quiet.
And 15 minutes is such a small amount.
Yeah, it really is.
Don't give me an electric shock for 15 minutes. I'm good.
Yeah. For some of us, though, we're not choosing our noise level. It's just kind of what we have.
Yeah.
It's what we're working with.
Right.
You know, I would say both ends of the child spectrum Jolene and I are on. We don't choose our noise level.
Correct.
Right.
It's babies and teenagers are loud.
Right.
I mean, I get some quiet chunks and I'm like,
What's happening? Are they dead?
Yes. Well, no, I'm wearing the doing? Small one. I'm like, are you still breathing? And I'm checking. And I'm like, no, it's just quiet. I'm like, I'm going to soak in this.
But most of us choose noise.
Mm-hmm.
Now, later on when we get to truths, we're going to talk about why we do that.
Mm-hmm.
But most of us, I thought, like, we can't even go on a walk or make dinner without noise.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you do the second you get in your car?
Have a radio on?
Depending.
And even like we get home from work or we wake up in the morning, we turn the TV on, even if we're not watching it, just to have it on.
Right.
Why? One site, I can't. I mean, it's instinctual. I just stick my AirPods in all the time.
Well, I mean, are we talking about just, I'm going to say audio noise versus I would talk about like visual noise? Because I don't turn on like sound, but like I wake up in the morning right before I'm feeding the baby. I'm like, how about I look at Facebook? I'm like, what do you need to see?
That is definitely noise.
It's noise.
It's noise. It really is. It does something to your head. That's for sure. Go Skipping Stones said this in the extra moments when we have them, and they are precious. It's especially because how much do we want those extra moments?
All the time.
Desperately. Instead of seeking stillness, you inadvertently reach for your phone mm-hmm. or flip on the TV. You choose the things that overwhelm your senses mm-hmm. more instead of the less you need.
Right.
So even mm-hmm. when we could have quiet, we reach for noise.
Right.
Okay. Reason number two. This is a sneaky little one. People pleasing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This has been the villain mm-hmm. in a lot of our stories lately. Mm. But the more I thought about it, I thought about how we go along with stuff that triggers us mm-hmm. or that we know will overwhelm us just to mm-hmm. keep people happy mm-hmm. or fit in or to not offend somebody. Mm-hmm. So like my example is like agreeing to be trapped on the school bus with the 62nd graders taking them to the zoo.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like too much.
Yeah.
And it's hypothetical, but you've probably done it.
Oh, I have. Just so that you're the good mom and people think you're great and the teacher's mm-hmm. not mad. Mm-hmm. Even though it makes you want to die inside.
Yeah.
For real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or we tell ourselves lies that we should just be able to handle the noise of our household without getting upset.
I think that's
that
for sure.
That is mm-hmm. a sneaky one, and I have a problem right. with that.
Like, mm-hmm. oh, suck it up. This shouldn't bother me.
Right.
So we don't say anything to our spouse. We don't ask for help. We mm-hmm. don't mention that we're overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm. Until you freak right on out.
Yeah.
I mean, do we even fully understand that that's what it is, that we're overwhelmed?
I don't think so. I think mm-hmm. this is so sneaky. Mm-hmm. It's so sneaky that,
right.
oh, I'm triggered by noise and the lights are too bright and I haven't eaten real food in days.
Right.
And
haven't had any water.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All the things.
You fed the toddler garlic mm-hmm. and now he's breathing in my face.
Mm-hmm. Smells. Yes.
He likes it.
He does like garlic.
But like we stink at advocating for ourselves. And we think we don't even ask to make the small adjustments because we're worried about what people think.
Right.
So I thought it's small stuff like, okay, so let's say your friend wants to go to a football game with you. Mm-hmm. We've been going to high school football game yeah. a lot.
Right.
The Tigers are doing amazing. Mm-hmm. But like asking, okay, like, yes, I'll go to the football game with you, but I don't want to sit in the student section
right.
where they stand the whole time and you're right in front of the band.
Oh,
right.
No.
I want to sit over here where I
right.
sit down and it's quieter.
And,
yeah. But we don't say that if they want, oh, well, I'll just do what they want. Yep. Their needs before mine. You know, or like if you're at a party, I know we're all introverts at this table, but like we've all been at
right.
you know, parties or baby showers or whatever mm-hmm, the mm-hmm. big group of people.
Yeah.
And it's like, we don't even give ourselves permission to like step outside for 5 minutes.
Oh, you're right. No.
True.
Even though that 5 minutes might make mm-hmm. it way more enjoyable where you can pretend about their new dishware mm-hmm. a little better.
Yeah.
Oh, it's another casserole. Yay. Anyway, or, you know, even like I had to learn, I needed to tell David, like, I need 30 minutes to walk around Target alone. Mm-hmm. I need you to take the children.
That right. is mm-hmm. really smart. Mm-hmm. And he didn't mind.
He didn't mind at all. And I wasn't asking, like, unreasonable, like, take the kids for 5 hours. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm going to the grocery store. I'm walking down here 30 minutes. Just me. Bye. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't do it. We just don't take care of ourselves.
Right.
It's hard.
Oh, my goodness. Such a cute kid.
Okay.
Last one. How we get here. And this one hit me in the face today as I was really sitting there thinking, like, how did this happen? Mm-hmm. Okay. It's the straw.
I already don't like what you're going to mm-hmm. say.
But it is. I mean, it just, you're going to, it's going to click for you. Right. Like we're so tired.
Right.
Right. We're exhausted physically. We're stressed. We're mentally worn out. We're emotionally exhausted. We're socially spent. Mm-hmm. We're all the things. We need mm-hmm. all the rests. And then the sensory triggers come along mm-hmm. and make us flip out.
Oh mm-hmm. boy. Yeah.
Okay. And I was thinking about it. So when my kids are just simply happily giggling and getting mm-hmm. along in the car,
yeah.
being, but you know, right. am I actually mad to the point where I want to rip my ears off, like about my kids, being happy, friends
no,
in the car?
No.
It's just the straw. Mm-hmm. It like you said, it's just the one mm-hmm. more thing. It's a thing that puts you over the edge because we haven't dealt with all our other stuff. Mm-hmm. We're stressed and tired and emotional and all those things. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, then it's loud or it's noisy or that lady's perfume is a lot.
Ugh.
And I am going to freak out. Mm-hmm. It's not the thing.
It's not the wet sock.
It's yeah. not. It was just like, this was revelational to me. Like, It's just the one more thing on top of all the stress and worry and disconnection and exhaustion we carry, and our brains just yell enough, and we're done.
No, right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here's why we need some sensory rest. Mm-hmm. BrainMD.com said it provides mental clarity, more energy, less cortisol, and an improved mood.
Nice.
I'm sold. Just improved mood.
Yeah, that's it, right? Like, all of those really things sound fantastic.
Yeah. Be a happier person. Cool. Mm-hmm. LinkedIn.com says during sensory rest, the brain can relax and become less active, allowing it to recover from sensory overload and stress. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Ideas.ted.com said intentional moments of sensory deprivation can begin to undo the damage inflicted by the overstimulating world.
And that's not a word that we use either.
Damage.
Yeah. We know that it's there, but we've pushed that down so far.
Mm-hmm.
We know that it's not good for us.
Your leg hasn't fallen off, so it's fine.
Right.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This was my favorite one. CalmMary.com said sensory overload can keep you from enjoying your senses. Mm-hmm. I want to enjoy mine.
Right.
I want the happy smells.
Yeah.
And the happy tastes and the calming music. Mm-hmm. Not just
the beautiful sights.
Yes. Now let's talk about how to get it.
Okay. We'd like it. Let's do this.
These, like I said, a lot of these today are just very practical, which, you know, sometimes we need. I don't need to slap you in the face all the time. It makes me happy to do that. But today we're going to be really practical. All right.
Tell us how I really feel.
I know. I don't pull my punches anymore. You regulate your sensory input.
Okay.
Now, there's the joke. There's that really common meme about turning down the radio so you can see in your car better.
Yes.
I've done that many times.
Yeah.
Everybody over 30 has done that. Is like, yes. But that's a real thing. Like, I read an article about how that is legitimately a real thing, and it really can help you see better.
That's interesting.
Because you're regulating your sensory input. Mm-hmm. You're taking away an input so that your other inputs can be stronger.
Well, you're overwhelmed at that point.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I cannot, if I'm going somewhere new, I can't listen to the radio. The kids have to be quiet. Mm-hmm. I need all my brain in one place. It's a real thing. Mm-hmm. So I thought, you know, if you're already stressed or overwhelmed, like strip it down. Mm-hmm. What needs to stay on?
Right.
And what can go?
Right.
Can you turn the radio off? Yes. Can you ask your child to stop talking for a few minutes? Mm-hmm. Like, whatever it is. Do you need the candle burning? Whatever it is.
Preemptively put in my mommy earplugs. Mommy earplugs, they're a thing, okay?
Yes. Put that on here somewhere.
Probably.
Oh, right here on my very next
mommy
point.
Earplugs.
All right, look at that.
Because I said, this was from Psych Central, either plan for recovery. Mm-hmm. So if you know you're like going to a concert with a friend or you're doing something that's going to make you a little bit crazy, you know, you're going to Costco on a Saturday.
Oh, no. But okay.
Then you make sure you're not doing something also sensory triggering after.
Right.
Yeah.
You plan for something quiet and calm, or you reduce the impact. And I put in here headphones and earplugs.
Mm-hmm.
I have a pair that I wear for sleep. And you're like, why do you need them for sleep? I'm like, well, because the baby turns over and I wake up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And we have a sound machine, but it helps.
Yeah.
Helps a lot. Or I wear them sometimes when I'm feeding the toddler lunch because he's starting to have a hard time. And if I have them in already, if he starts to get shrill, it just helps.
Yes. Yes.
You got to use what you have.
You have to.
I was like, why? You both don't need to be burning at the stake here.
Right.
If it gives you a little something extra in the tank, you do it.
I keep them they're not in my pocket right now, but I have a pair in the car too. For the house, for sleeping.
David bought me noise-canceling headphones for Christmas a couple years ago, and it was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Help.
One thing I've been doing is today I had to focus on this. Again, wasn't done until time to go. But I put in my AirPods. Now, Becky, you're being a hypocrite. But I was listening to binaural beats, which is just like frequencies and megahertz or whatever, where it was just, I could tune out all the other noise of the children and their friends and all that stuff. Do what you can.
Oh, but you got to do what works for you. So if that's what can focus you, then that's what can focus you. That's not depleting you.
That's true. That's super good point.
Right. I mean, and like, you've got to make it work.
The next one is something we all know to do and we don't do it is unplug and take a digital detox.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
why don't we?
I don't know. Well, Can I say that later? Because we're addicted.
Maybe. Well, yes, we are. But I'm like, but my ebook is on my phone. Because books are how I de-stress. Mm-hmm. But sometimes pick up a paper book.
Yeah.
Or just sit in the quiet if you have the opportunity. It's hard. But enjoy the nothingness between your ears, okay?
Right.
It's we know better.
Yeah.
We do. And this, you know, I'm just telling you, take a chunk of time during your day where it's off.
Mm-hmm. It helps.
I mean, and not just your phone, like turn your TV off.
Right.
Don't open your laptop.
Do you think 20 years ago that it was more like TV focused, you know?
Yeah. My mom had like, the radio on like all the time.
Stuff like that was just, cause it's not like we've all of a sudden gotten worse. Yeah. It's not like the generation.
It's been more choices.
Right. Yeah.
More inputs. Another just helpful tip is if you want to spend less time on your phone, but you know you're probably not going to stop, just turn off your notifications.
Oh, yeah, the do not disturb
thing. Yeah, so my phone's on do not disturb all the time. It gets me in trouble sometimes because people are like, whoa, why aren't you answering me? Mm-hmm. Or sometimes I'll log back on and we're in a group chat and it'll be like 17 messages like, oh, okay, missed a lot. But it does help. So you're not, because our phones buzz every 10 minutes. Mm-hmm.
Well, and if you have the do not disturb and you have one of those watches, it won't send to your watch either.
Yep, same.
Because you don't need to, know.
No.
No.
You'll be fine.
Okay, this one is a theme. I've talked about it, I think, every week. Go outside.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's just fewer sources of input outside.
Right.
There just is. And studies show that even 15 minutes outside can help reset your nervous system. Of course, a lot of us go outside and with our phone or our AirPods.
I've been taking our toddler out before lunch in this past week. I don't actually want to go outside, which is terrible. I'm like, it's more work. And I'm like, it's not pouring. And even if it is, he needs to be outside.
Mm-hmm. So do you.
And I was like, we both need it. He's in a better mood. Mm-hmm. And
see if you can see it in your child. The same is for us, right? I mean, you've told me that before. Stand by the window and breathe some fresh air if you can't go outside. And I've totally done that because it will help.
It does.
Just that little bit.
And even if it rains, guys, it's fine.
Yeah. We don't melt.
It rains where we live. It's good for you. Mm-hmm. And, well, I don't have anything in because I'm worried about not hearing a car.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been good because if it was just me walking, I'd have like a podcast or an audiobook playing.
Right.
So it's.
It is good. Here are just a quick list of practical, tangible things. Change the lighting.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the lighting that gives you peace.
Mm-hmm.
Some people like it dark. Some people like all the windows open.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on the time of day.
Change the noise.
Mm.
Listen to quiet. I do ambiance.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing Harry Potter ambiance in the morning while I'm doing my prayer journal and my Bible study. It makes me so happy.
Yeah.
Pick the noise that makes you happy. Think about what you're wearing. Things that are itchy, uncomfortable, too tight, too hot, all overwhelm your senses.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't think about that. I'm like, that's a really quick fix. Another site said, try cutting just one processed food out of your life.
Mm-hmm.
See if that makes a difference. Okay. Make time for calming activities.
Hmm.
Do the stuff that calms you down, like curl up in your favorite chair, take a bath, have tea on the porch.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about cutting out every sensory input.
No.
We're not telling you to go get in the tank.
But minimize.
Yes. I mean, and just pick the things that...
that refill you as opposed to deplete you.
Yes.
Make time for a shower. As you're saying that, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's the shower, guys. It's for me. Right now, it's the shower. Some moms don't make that a priority when their kids are tiny and just... If you can stomach it, if they're teeny tiny, let them cry for a minute. If you've got someone to hand them off to, like my husband works graveyard, so I'm weird about the time, but sometimes let them fuss a little bit. Or my toddler will be awake, and I'm like, the baby's not awake. I'm still in the shower. It's fine.
It is fine.
It's fine. And
it is fine.
Emotionally, I need the shower.
Yep.
It's quiet in there, and it's clean, and then your hair touches you less. So make time.
I will hear me say this out there. You have our permission to calm yourself down. It's important. This is one David says all the time. Just let the moment be enough.
Yeah.
Like our kids sometimes will, as they're, you know, swimming in the pool or playing basketball outside, when they're already doing something fun and they want to bring out like the Bluetooth speaker. It's like, You don't need extra stimulation. This is enough. Let this be enough. So I think that's too. Like, even, you know, like my morning cup of coffee in the morning. I don't need to turn the news on.
No.
A cup of coffee is enough.
You probably don't want to turn the news on.
No. I mean, and I only watch local news, but it's, yeah, just let it be enough. It's enough. The thing is enough. Okay. I've got a couple. I've got two truths and I got a Jesus example.
All right.
Here we go. Truth number one. We're addicted to dopamine.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
And sensory stimulation gives us hits of dopamine. When I looked up the things that give the biggest hits of dopamine, it was all sensory stuff.
Oh, yeah.
All. It was food, caffeine, alcohol, physical relationships, music, social media. I was talking to David about this today, and he told me dopamine is the drug of more. And so we want to keep the high, so we just keep going for more. Like we said, we want the quiet. We're like, no, I'll pick Facebook.
Right.
No, I'll have another honey bun, whatever it is.
Right.
Cheetos.
Yes. Even when we're in sensory overload, even when we're tapped out. Now, ready for a punch? David said this to me today. He's like, we're not content because contentment doesn't give us any dopamine.
Oh. Well.
Yeah. So there's something for you. There's a reason we're in sensory overload because we just want more.
Yeah.
More, more, more. Here's the real one, I think. We're afraid of the quiet.
Yeah.
No one wants to hear themselves think.
I was like, sometimes there are things that go through. You're like, ooh, I don't actually want to address this. So story time, movie time.
Facebook and Cheetos.
all of the above, right? Yeah.
Yeah. In the quiet,
I've definitely had that.
Real feelings come to the surface. And it's a lot harder to pretend you're okay.
It's
quiet. We have a lot of feelings. I said that we've never been brave enough to feel.
Yep.
Cripolo.org said, silence can feel like being locked in a room with your harshest critic.
Well, if a good majority of people would rather have an electrocution as opposed to sitting for 15 minutes in a lab. I mean, yeah, that's...
So we can feel anything but our feelings, is essentially what that is. ExploringYourMind.com said we avoid silence so we can avoid ourselves. It's so true.
It is true.
I honestly think that is the biggest reason we always have noise, so we don't have to feel.
I mean, I know I don't walk with anything personally. And then if I'm going through a time, I won't go walk because I don't want to address that. And when you walk by yourself, that's it.
Yeah.
So
it's rough.
I mean, bad on me, but it is. It's real.
At least you know you do it.
I don't know if that makes it any better.
It's the first step. They tell me.
Okay.
All right. I've got a Jesus example.
Let's hear what Jesus did.
Okay. Now, I've shared a lot during the series about how Jesus would withdraw. And I've talked a lot about nature. And I could use that again for today. And I put like the sensory input Jesus dealt with is, yes, different than the sensory input we deal with. But he still had it. I mean, there was still noise of the day that he had to step away from. But I wanted today to touch on Jesus leaning into the silence so that he could feel and grieve and process away from the noise. So when Jesus heard that John the Baptist, his cousin, had died, he withdrew by boat to a remote area so he could be alone and grieve. Like, that just really hit me today. Like, he wasn't afraid of what would bubble up for him in the silence. He welcomed it. He sought it out so that he could feel and think and process, like, but away from the hustle and bustle of the crowds and the disciples' questions and everything happening at the temple. He was sad. He needed to think about it. He needed to feel sad. He went away by himself.
Good point.
He wasn't scared. Well, we don't know that. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, we're going
to
do this.
Yeah, I'm going to feel. This is a hard thing happening in my life, and I need to process my feelings and feel my feelings. And he wasn't afraid of the quiet. Silence was a regular practice for Jesus, and it needs to be for us.
That is probably why he could talk to the Father, one of many
reasons. Right. We need it. We need to embrace it. We need to look for it. We need to make room for it. It's not going to magically happen.
Right.
So Get some sensory rest. I promise you, you need it. And we will be back next week with the very last rest of the series.
Mm-hmm.
See you then.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Girl on a Hill podcast. Please help us out by sharing the podcast with your friends, connecting with us on social media, and leaving a review on Apple Podcast. We're here to climb the hill with you as we all work to stop hiding, start shining, and be the women we were created to be. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.